Rising prices at grocery stores are a headache for all of us. But when you're relying on food stamps, that headache can turn into a migraine. Welcome to the NPR Station Showcase with PRX. I'm Aaron Henkin, and this week we tune into WYPR in Baltimore, where producer Mary Rose Madden has been looking into a growing economic problem centered on Maryland's food stamp program. It turns out that because of escalating food costs, food stamps are decreasing in value. They're also helping fewer and fewer people. Here's Mary Rose.
Food stamps don't go as far as they used to. Originally, they were intended to be a family budget supplement. But in tough economic times, many people use food stamps as their sole source for groceries. And their value averages only $3 a day. Here's 70-year-old Beverly Thompson, a member of ACORN, Associations of Community Organizations for Reform Now. Sitting at one of their recent meetings, she describes herself as a military wife for 35 years, who wound up in poverty because of her divorce.
I live on $600 a month. That's from the government. Rent, pay your own electric, you pay your phone bill, then you subsidize that food. And it's hard, honey. It is hard.
Thompson says her Social Security check can only stretch so far, and the food stamps are not quite enough to meet her needs.
They started me out at $10 a month when I first got to Baltimore 7 years ago. Now it's $60 a month, but that only goes about as far as the $10 did when I first got here. It's enough to get certain types of food for maybe a week and a half.
Thompson says when the food stamps run out, she switches from fresh vegetables to canned, from wheat bread to white, and has a less nutritious diet as a result. The man who administers the program Ms. Thompson relies on, Kevin McGuire, is resting for lunch in the lobby of a hotel in Hunt Valley. He's here to meet with advocates and directors of other welfare departments to discuss their policy initiatives. The food stamp program in Maryland has grown dramatically. Over the last 5 years, participation has increased by 40%. McGuire agrees that the rising cost of food has decreased the purchasing power of food stamps. And, he says, the program still faces the challenge of finding and enrolling eligible citizens.
We estimate, and the USDA has estimated, there's probably about 550,000 to 600,000 people who probably are eligible. So our participation rate is about 55 to 60%. It's a significant undersubscription. The problem is not just only knowing what the program is, but how to access it.
Getting the message out that food stamps are available to help those with low or no income is half the battle. As for the application process, for many, it begins online. And it ends at the Department of Social Services office. Community organizations such as ACORN are determined to help sign people up. Okay, so we're sitting at the ACORN office on 25th and Charles, and I'm talking to
Sierra Lito.
Okay, and Sierra, you are a
Earned Benefit Screener and Office Manager at Maryland ACORN.
So we're sitting at your desk in front of your computer. Could you describe what the process is like for applying for food stamps?
Basically, I log into earnbenefits.org. And I enter.
Lito asks her clients to bring in every document they have that relates to their income, assets, or their bills.
After I enter in their information, I select which program they want to get screened for. You get started. It's a series of questions. The major question.
But as for the outreach question, how do people come to this department of the ACORN office? She says people find out about the food stamp program when they come in for other reasons.
I'm getting my clients mainly from when we do tax preparation. They check that they want more information about programs to help pay their bills. So I call them and let them know what they could qualify for, and I let them know the income requirements. After you give them a boost to let them know that, you know, they might need help, that's when they come in. But I normally don't get people just coming in off the street saying I need help because my bills are too high.
As Lito finishes the online eligibility questionnaire, she talks about the actual success rate for her clients' food stamp applications. She says she's helped about 300 people determine if they're eligible. And of those...
Now, the percentage of people who receive food stamps, probably like 60%. 40% might not go and have their interview. They just might not be eligible. But a lot of people, they just think it's overwhelming to go to social services because they tried it so many times and they give up. But at least when they apply online, they know everything they need to bring with them. I refer everyone to the main location on 2000 North Broadway.
Off to the second part of the food stamp application process.
Hi, I'm from the Legal Aid Bureau. This is information about some of your rights. This one's on food stamps.
On this sunny spring morning, Legal Aid's Peter Sabonis is handing out brochures in the parking lot of the Baltimore Department of Social Services main office, which is located behind the Eastside District Court at Broadway and North Avenue.
What we're doing is we try to get out in front of offices, social services offices across the state, and help people understand what their rights are and also understand that they have some advocates who can work with them if they're having problems with the bureaucracy or just problems, you know, with access.
It's Legal Aid's version of outreach. Sabonis, like many others, says this second step of the application process is what trips up so many of the potential participants. Getting the paperwork right, meeting the deadlines and keeping the appointments, and just overall working with an overworked Department of Social Services bogs down the process. Again, Peter Sabonis.
Certainly here in Maryland, since states have a lot of flexibility in this program, we hope to see a real move away from having to come in to the Department of Social Services. There's some other what we call service delivery models or options out there, using community-based organizations, using the telephone, using the internet. This place right here it's a bottleneck. To the extent that we can avoid this, the better off we're going to be and the easier it is for folks to get their benefits.
Back at the conference in the hotel lobby in Hunt Valley, Maryland Food Stamp Director Kevin McGuire talks about the great need for food stamps in today's economy. Rising gas and electric rates, food prices, housing costs, and unemployment all have given people even more incentive to seek assistance. On the positive side, the Farm Bill lowered eligibility levels and accounts for inflation. But on the negative side, McGuire adds, some who need help buying food still aren't eligible for the federal assistance.
But it's pointing out that even within this safety net program, there's actually more need. It's not really reflecting the great need that's out there. The program was created a long time ago. I don't think that anybody, even a few years ago, would have anticipated gasoline being at $4 on its way to $5, or that a dozen eggs would be $2.
To be eligible for food stamps, a family of four must make no more than $26,800 a year. That's just 30% higher than the federal poverty level. McGuire from the Maryland Department of Human Resources views that figure disapprovingly.
That's not a lot of money.
McGuire adds the food stamp program could and should be pushed to serve more people with more benefits. So how does Kevin McGuire view the Farm Bill's overall impact?
I think that if they would have spent a little bit more time talking about increasing the benefits even more than what they did, and I'm happy for the changes that are there, I just feel that in light of current circumstances, it's not enough. I personally think that we could probably double the benefit and double the individuals eligible to receive it, and it would probably be the greatest shot in the arm for this state.
As the director of the state's program, McGuire sees the challenges the food stamp program faces as indicative of the larger picture. More and more families are feeling the stress of a stretched budget, and the urgency of helping them with food stamps is undeniable. I'm Mary Rose Madden, reporting in Baltimore.
You can hear more from Mary Rose Madden and WYPR in Baltimore online at the Public Radio Exchange, prx.org. And that's also where you'll find the Station Showcase weblog with interviews of our featured producers and a complete archive of our weekly picks. You just scroll down the PRX homepage and look for the Station Showcase logo on the right-hand side. That website again, prx.org. Log on, write your own reviews, and have a say in what ends up on the radio at the Public Radio Exchange. For the NPR Station Showcase with PRX, I'm Aaron Henkin. Thanks for listening.